Showtime Spanish, Episode 1, Encore. Break a leg, take a bow. It's showtime. So, you still want more? Okay, this is the encore for Lesson 1. I'm going to challenge you to translate 8 phrases into Spanish. All of these phrases are based on content that featured in the conversation in this week's lesson. So, in some cases, the phrase is slightly different. You might have to change a word or two, or change a verb, or change a tense. But it's based on the vocabulary and constructions that you covered in the main lesson. Vamos a empezar. Número uno. In the conversation, Alba said that she was delighted to meet you, as in you, the listeners. Now, she used the vosotros form. I'd like you to say, I'm delighted to meet you, as if you're speaking to lots of people. You can use the vosotros or the ustedes form. Okay, so there are various ways of saying this, but based on what Alba said in the text, you could say, Estoy encantado de conoceros. Or, Estoy encantado de conocerles. And obviously, you would change the conocer to conocer if you're speaking in Latin America, and indeed the encantado to encantada if you're female. Número dos. In the text, Alba said that she is working as a teacher. Can you say, I was working as an English teacher? So you're going to be using the imperfect tense here. I was working as an English teacher. Estaba trabajando de profesora de inglés. Estaba trabajando de profesora de inglés. Okay, number three. Número tres. How would you say, there are people who speak much better than others? Alba said something like this when she was talking about her students. So I'd like you to translate, there are people who speak much better than others. So there are people, hay personas, who speak much better than others, que hablan mucho mejor que otros. Hay personas que hablan mucho mejor que otros. Número cuatro. We have studied Spanish language and literature, or Spanish philology. How would you say, we have studied? You would say, hemos estudiado la filología española. And hemos estudiado is, of course, the perfect tense. Hemos estudiado la filología española. Okay, número cinco. And this is an interesting one. You remember the phrase in the main lesson where Alba said, the thing is, and she was going on to talk about Scottish weather. Do you remember how to say the thing is? And don't just say la cosa es, because that's not really the idiomatic way of saying this. So the thing is, it's too hot. How would you say that? Now, the phrase I'm trying to get you to use here is lo que pasa es que. Lo que pasa es que hace demasiado calor. Lo que pasa es que hace demasiado calor. Hopefully you got that one right. Okay, number six, número seis. The thing I like most is the countryside. And in Spanish, you would have to change that into that which most pleases me. Is the countryside. Okay, first of all, let's think about the countryside. Now, in actual fact, el paisaje was the word I was looking for. The countryside could be also translated as el campo if we were talking about the countryside as opposed to the town. But talking about Scottish countryside, as Alba was doing, el paisaje. And to say that which most to me pleases, You see, lo que más me gusta es el paisaje. Lo que más me gusta es el paisaje. Número 7. You promised me you weren't going to do that. So, you promised me, here we're going to use the preterite tense, me prometiste, from the verb prometer. Me prometiste que no ibas a hacer eso. Me prometiste que no ibas a hacer eso. You promised me you weren't going to do that. Me prometiste que no ibas a hacer eso. Y número 8. You could say, I don't want to come. So the phrase that we used in the main lesson was se podría decir que. One could say that. Se podría decir que no quiero venir. You could say, or one could say, that I don't want to come. Se podría decir que no quiero venir. Bueno, ya está por hoy. That's all for this edition of the Showtime Spanish Encore. We'll be back again soon. Estaremos de vuelta muy pronto. Hasta la próxima.